American radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Tuesday, April 9th, 2013. Getting into the week. Got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Manny is sitting in our control room again, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, and ready to answer the phones when you call on in. I want to start off with a quick comment. I was watching the corporate media during my show prep today, and CNN seemed to be almost obsessing about this story coming out of Florida, where the parents of two children, apparently there was a big custody fight between the grandparents and the parents. The grandparents had custody. The parents took their kids, and they split, and they were tracked down to Cuba. They're down there in Cuba now. And CNN was just giving us a huge amount of airplay earlier today. It was almost the only thing they're talking about. And I understand for the families, custody situations can be a tragedy. They can be emotionally devastating. But it's not national news. I mean, custody disputes are a common aspect of everyday life in the United States of America. And abductions in the middle of custody cases happen on a pretty regular basis. Why is this news? Because Cuba's involved? Well, that's kind of interesting, because when they first reported this story, nobody knew where the kids went. Oh, the kids have disappeared. Where are the kids? Big head. Oh, they're down in Cuba. And I might be tempted to dismiss this as part of the usual commoditization that we've come to expect from the corporate media, except for that other story that we had earlier about how Beyonce and her significant other went down to Cuba. Horror, horror, horror. Which, by the way, is not exact. It's not actually illegal for Americans to visit Cuba. There's a bunch of paperwork you're supposed to fill out. And they're making a big deal about Beyonce in Cuba. And there was another article that was on the corporate media about, is it time to allow Americans to go to Cuba, to travel to Cuba? Which, again, it is legal for Americans to go down there. They're just not supposed to spend any money once they get there, which is kind of an impractical situation. This whole blockade against Cuba, of course, is just, this many years on, it's just proof that the United States and the Central Intelligence Agency do know how to carry a grudge into multiple generations. But I have to wonder if all of a sudden this Cuba stuff that's being put up in the corporate media means that Cuba has now made the official U.S. government's strategic high-interest targets list. And it may be the United States saying, well, we've got to prove we can project power into Cuba, or nobody will take us seriously about Iran and North Korea, so we'll see what's going on. Breaking story that's coming on right now, of course, this is coming out of the Lone Star College. there has been a mass assault attack on this college campus. The numbers are fluctuating between 11 and 14 victims so far. One report said they had a suspect in custody. The other one said suspect still at large. What's different about this one is these are stabbings. No guns involved. No shootings. So the White House is already out there saying, you know, we have to ban knives. We have to ban knives and just, you know, make sure the scourge of knives are removed from our society. Look how dangerous these things are. So it actually does put the gun grabbers in a very awkward position, because they very well can't say, oh, well, there were other mitigating circumstances, like the suspect maybe was on prescription antidepressants. They're going to have to now start screaming, we have to ban knives. And nobody's going to buy that. So it could pull the whole legs out from under this whole gun grabber mentality, because when you have a mass stabbing, obviously it's the person committing the crime, not the particular mechanical device being used. Knives do not cause stabbings. Cars do not cause drunk driving. And guns do not cause shootings. It's people. Sometimes whacked out on prescription medications, but it's people. I'm going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Judith, Mike, and Darryl, Billy, and the radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listening to Mike will really open your eyes. Judith, Mike, and Darryl, Billy, and the radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show and the corporate media. This is the new story that they're going to be selling all day, this multiple stabbing on this college campus. And it does put the gun grabbers in a very awkward position because their whole attitude has been these mechanical devices are causing the deaths, therefore we must ban them. And so if the gun grabbers start talking about banning knives, it's going to destroy their credibility. And if they back off and say, well, in the case of the stabbing, you know, it was the fault of the suspect, which it was, and especially if it comes out that this suspect, who is now being reported as having been arrested, if it turns out he was on prescription antidepressants, this is a no-win situation for the gun grabbers. Darned if they do and darned if they don't. We're going to grab a couple of phone calls here. Gene in New Jersey. Aloha, Gene. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. Well, I wanted to comment on what you were talking about. It's unfortunate that they have such control of the media and how they played all these things. And a lot of them were like, I think they call them false flag operations.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of people there in that Connecticut school and stuff like that. And all my friends believe in gun control, and I try to tell them, no, you know, they're slanting the story a certain way. Guns, you know, really help people and keep people alive. There was once a series of movies starring Charles Bronson. There was some kind of vigilante. You know, his wife That's right.
Yeah, I remember those. I was actually an extra in one of those, and I don't know which one it was.
But at one point, like these top police officials, you know, they're having like a secret meeting. You know, we got to get him out of here. He's cut the crime rate in half. So eventually they send him off to L.A., and then they kind of see that he's doing the same thing over and over again, you know?
We don't need to go with the Charles Bronson movie. I mean, the statistics show that when you have legalized gun ownership in a community, crime does go down. And that, of course, means police budgets can be cut. Perks for the police leadership get cut. Their political influence gets cut. The police thrive only when there's a high crime environment, and there's only a high crime environment when the public is disarmed. That's their agenda for gun control. Although most rank and file police favor legalized gun ownership. In fact, we have a story we're talking about later on where one of the most popular police websites conducted a survey of something like 15,000 police officers. And overwhelmingly, the response was limits on magazine are not going to affect crime. Banning certain styles of sporting rifles will not affect crime, mostly because those sporting rifles, the assault rifles, really aren't used all that much for crime. Most gun crime is committed with small concealable handguns. And absolutely, you know, for the police leadership, for the officers, for those who are chief of police and thinking about running for mayor, they need to be shown that they are dealing with the crime and nobody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, Mike, what I wanted to ask you was last week you were talking about something about the stock market,
yes,
where there were, like, limits if it goes up or too high or too low, and you said that they got rid of these limits?
No, they moved them. Originally, these limits were put in during some of the more volatile periods of the 1980s and 1990s. But those hard up and hard down limits have been moved to virtually impractical, not likely to see them hit levels. They are still there. And when the market really starts going down, we'll see that hard down limit get hit. That will just panic people even more. And as soon as the limit expires, they'll be back to selling like crazy.
Well, what do you mean when it hits a hard down limit? Did they increase the difference?
It's a set of levels that are set, and every time the stock market hits that level going down, trading is suspended with the hope that everybody will take a deep breath and calm down and reevaluate the market and say, hey, it's down, now's the time to be buying in. And then trading will resume, and if it goes down to the next level below that, then they halt trading again. We've actually seen this happen in Europe a couple of times so far this year. And in the United States, we're not seeing that, mostly because we understand our stock market is artificially being propped up with all of this easy money the Federal Reserve is pouring all over Wall Street to the tune of, you know, billions of dollars every month that they're just pouring into the market. We even have some of these key traders coming out and saying, I'm not really a good trader. It's just the Federal Reserve is flooding so much instant cash into the markets. It's all going to go up and we're all going to make money off of this thing. And it's purely for a political banner so that Obama, like Bill Clinton, can wave the soaring stock market and say, see, the economy is really good. And it's just a political illusion because for most of Americans who don't own stocks anyway, all they have to do is walk down the main street of their local town and they will see for themselves just how bad things are. In fact, my wife and I were out running errands the other day. And this little shopping center that we go to, two more stores had closed and shut down.
Mm-hmm. Well, things are going to be bad because they're setting the market to run for about 2 years, possibly 3 years.
I don't
know with
that, together that
what
long.
You just said. They're putting in at $85 billion.
I don't think it can last that long because the more they pump that instant money into the market, the more the dollar itself is devalued, and that is simply building downward pressure. In the international markets, which we're already seeing. Australia and China have dropped the dollar. They're trading directly from yuan to Australian dollar. 10 of the world's top 20 economies have dropped the dollar already. And this is why the United States is invading everybody they can think of under any excuse they can to force them back to using the dollar. They want to return the world to Bretton Woods. And the world is saying, no, it didn't work the last time. We're not going to go down that path again. Thank you very much.
Well, look, the United States has is like number one, and it's going to be hard to take them down. I mean, they'll destroy these countries.
In what?
They'll do something.
What is the United States number one in, except the number of lawyers that we have we're producing?
Well, militarily and invading countries and,
screwing
them up and killing off their leaders so they can have whatever they want, their land, their resources, whatever, experiment on their populations.
Well, remember, the United States is spending more money on the military than any other nation, but if you look at the quality of the weapons that are being created for all that money, they're not very good. We're not getting a good bang for our buck compared to nations like Russia and China, who are not spending anywhere near as much real wealth, but are producing reliable, durable, effective weapons systems. And so the reality is, for all the money that has been wasted on all of these boondoggle projects, the United States military may not be as capable as people like to believe it is. And remember, when Adolf Hitler started his campaign of conquest, he was viewed as completely unbeatable because he was going in to weak, helpless nations and knocking them off one at a time, which is what the United States has been doing. But when Hitler finally confronted the other world powers, like the United States and Britain, he ran into a brick wall. And the same thing is going to happen when the United States finally escalates this war into a direct confrontation with China and potentially Russia. We're going to find out that all these very expensive weapons, like the F-22, which is still asphyxiating its pilots, the F-35, which even the Pentagon says can't win a dogfight against the equivalent Russian stealth jets, all of these weapon systems that are so expensive and they don't work, they're unreliable, are going to come back to haunt us. And I don't really think, because the United States lacks the three M's. They don't have the men, they don't have the manufacturing, and they don't have the money to win a conventional war. And that is why if we allow this thing to escalate any further, somewhere between this moment and final capitulation by Washington, D.C., they will start turning those little brass keys in the missile silos. And it's going to be a bad day for anybody not wearing 2 million sunblock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what's the latest on those two Korean submarines that disappeared? Where there were like 10 men each?
Have not been found. Have not been
found. They haven't been found.
Missing, presumed, destroyed.
Oh, God. All right. Okay. Well, look, thank you very much. Great show.
You got it. Thanks a lot. We're going to switch over to Ken in Fort Worth. Aloha, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, that guy probably had one of those cheap Saturday night special nights. What do you think?
Hey, yes, absolutely.
Last Friday, I was sitting in Fort
Worth.
Was
that blade longer than 2 3/4 inches? You're not allowed to take that.
I can't figure out how it got that out of hand.
Yeah, well, apparently he was only stopped when another student tackled him and drove him to the ground. So this guy was just running running through the campus, just stab, 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 stab. And that, to me, sounds like the kind of behavior you get with these prescription antidepressants. And I want to find out this guy's name, and I want to find out if he was on these medications. We just now found, Adam Lanza was on these. We just now found out James Holmes, the Aurora shooter, was on a generic version of Zoloft, which is one of the medications the Columbine shooters were on. And so this stabbing, I feel bad for everybody who was injured. They're back up to saying it was 14. But we need to find out what medications this guy was on.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That will hammer home the fact it's not the guns, it's not the knives, it is these prescription antidepressants that has triggered this surge in completely crazy wacko violence.
Hey, last Friday I'm sitting out here in Fort Worth and I see 8 twin rotor Marine choppers go from south to north. And then after probably, I'm thinking they might have landed at the Carswell Air Force Base here and maybe dump troopers out. And then they flew back from north to south.
Well, we have a lot of those.
Eight of them.
Formation. We got to take a break for commercials, but it's important to understand right now, a lot of pilots are taking advantage of the war footing to get up on their training hours. And so a lot of what you're seeing overhead is just training. We'll be right back.
Yeah. What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And a listener just wrote in to remind me that Cuba is one of the remaining few nations on Earth that have a state-controlled central bank, and they do not allow private central banks to control the money supply down there. So that is another reason why all of a sudden Cuba has been promoted to the official U.S. government strategic high-interest targets list. Corporate media is still going on about this stabbing over there in the campus, ongoing tragedy, 14 injured, supposedly two suspects, one in custody, one still at large, and again over at Columbine, two kids, both of them zoned out on antidepressants, got together and said, wouldn't it be fun to do this? And they were off and running on that whole situation. And obvious conclusion here, gun control isn't going to stop maniacs and mass killings, is it? And neither are armed campus guards, because the suspect who was arrested down there at this campus stabbing was tackled by another student. Now, earlier today, there was a significant earthquake very close to Iran's nuclear power station. No damage there reported, but four people killed and causing a lot of problems over there. some people were wondering if, in fact, there had been a nuclear strike on that power plant that was being disguised as an earthquake. But nuclear strikes don't produce that much energy. Your largest in-use nuclear bomb today would produce a ground shake equivalent to a magnitude 3 quake. And this was up there magnitude 6, which is considerably larger. It's a it's an exponential scale. Each higher number is 10 times. So to go from magnitude 3 to magnitude 6 is a 1,000-fold increase in energy released by the event here. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about the economy. The plunge protection team has got the stock market back up there in the green. So all the investors who are living completely in denial are convinced everything is just hunky-dory. But if you were to adjust those stock market prices for inflation and the decline in the value of the dollar from all this overprinting, you would see that the U.S. stock market has been in a gradual decline since 2000. And the decline is actually accelerating. The numbers may look impressive, but the actual worth of the stock market is sinking quite rapidly. Now, of course, last week everybody was talking about the surprising, at least to the U.S. government and the money junkies, drop in employment. They're still trying to claim that the unemployment numbers are very, very low, even though we all know that simply means more people have fallen off the end of the benefits. And they've stopped going to government employment agencies to try and find jobs. They're out there trying to do something else, but they're not being counted to keep these unemployment numbers low. The government is still out there saying, well, at least we had thus and such many jobs created. The big dark secret is, and this has been going on since 2008, most of the new job creation is in those minimum wage jobs. The high-paying manufacturing technology jobs have all fled to other countries. The United States workforce is being third-worldized. They talk about dropping the border with Mexico, and Mexicans are sneaking across the border to find better jobs here in the United States of America, and there aren't any, not even for the legal citizens. Right now, food service workers, which is a polite name for burger flippers, are at a record high in the U.S. economy. 7.6% of working Americans are now working in food service and drinking places, bars, that kind of thing. You can't run a nation on burger flippers and bartenders. None of these jobs are producing a product that can be exported to correct that hideous trade imbalance that is also putting further downward pressure on the dollar. Now, yesterday we were talking about how places like Bangkok, Thailand, and India, gold dealers were running out. They can't find new stock to sell. There's clearly a strong demand for physical gold in Asia. There is a gold shortage. Under the normal rules of supply and demand, we should be seeing gold prices going up. But they aren't. And this underscores the fact that the gold and silver prices are being artificially depressed. The paper gold brokerages are selling paper gold contracts as fast as they can, even though over in Europe, some of these gold contracts are coming due and are technically in a state of default because there isn't deliverable physical gold to satisfy the contracts. And so these brokerages are trying to buy off the contract holders with stacks and stacks of freshly printed paper and ink thingies. And the banks are slashing their forecast for gold prices. Oh, they don't want you going to silver and gold. They want it all for themselves. They need you to keep your wealth in the banks and the stock market. And remember, we reported earlier, in fact, last week, the British government is now starting to investigate if the London gold and silver fix is being manipulated the same way LIBOR was. I think that's a study in foregone conclusions based on the fact that they're running out of physical gold in India, Thailand, Europe, and the price still stays down. Got to take a break for commercials. Back in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him, the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her walk on water, we've destroyed her faith, treated her with scorn, and made her long regret the day she was.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about the very obvious disconnect from the fact that physical gold is in short supply. Banks in Europe are unable to fulfill their gold delivery contracts. They're trying to buy them out with freshly printed paper and ink thingies. Gold shortages are being reported by dealers in Thailand and India, and yet the gold prices stay down. Whatever happened to supply and demand? And we know that gold prices are being kept down because the price of physical gold and the price of those gold future delivery contracts are blended together. And simply by overselling these gold delivery contracts, they can keep the price down. And we're seeing the same thing now in silver. Dealers are reporting they're running out of the 2013 U.S. Silver Eagles, the United States Mint has run out of silver. They're starting to ration sales of the Silver Eagles. You only get so many. Remember, toward the end of last year, they had to stop issuing the 2012 Silver Eagles because they ran out of silver, and yet silver prices still stay stay down. Anybody who understands the normal market principle of supply and demand knows that when demand is high and there is a limited supply, prices are going to go up. Why aren't they? If it weren't for all this paper silver trading, silver would be above $100 an ounce right now. So yes, it's being manipulated. Of course, that can work to your favor. Because if all of these money junkies are working as hard as they can to keep gold and silver prices down, now is the time for you to be getting into that. Because they can't keep it up forever. Now that governments are starting to investigate gold and silver price rigging, they can't keep doing it for much longer. And again, over at republicbroadcasting.org, in fact, over at my website, there's a little banner ad for Republic Trading Group. And our prudent advice to everybody, especially in this post-Cyprus climate, is you should have no more money in the bank than you need to cover your obligations. Keep the rest under your own control. Bring it home, put it in the cookie jar, bury it in the mayonnaise jar out by the pineapple plantation, whatever. And obviously, don't tell anybody you've done this. And if you are lucky enough to have a surplus of cash, now's the time to put some of that into silver and gold. Either the investment rounds and the investment bars, or if you want what's called the junk silver, the pre-1965 silver coinage issued by the United States of America. That coinage will still be worth something when the Federal Reserve collapses. All the later copper-clad coinage will be completely and utterly worthless, although it'll make good fodder for shotguns. All right, we got a caller on the line, Keith in Montana. Aloha, Keith. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, hello there, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. Yeah, I was going to tell you, I've noticed in my web surfing here lately that all these riots and stuff all through Spain and stuff, they're not basically overall, you know, mainly caused from the banking thing, but it's because of the loss of money and the high prices of food that people are rioting. But the other thing was is that in America here, with 47.8% of the population, I guess, now on what I call war rations or food stamps, you know, that's why we're not seeing the long soup lines out there along the roads and stuff, is because the government's hiding that. And if you research actual unemployment rate, it shows it's 22.7% right now.
I think it's a little higher than that.
Yeah, well, that's just it. See, and I don't think people realize what's going on. And then when you made that comment earlier about the employment there, yeah, there is some hiring there, but it's only because other employers are laying people off to keep them below 30 hours so they don't have to pay this Obama tax on this Obamacare.
That's exactly right. And, of course, Obamacare itself has triggered some hiring of people to come in and just fill out all that gratuitous government paperwork. But these are non-productive jobs that produce no saleable goods or services. It is simply the government legislating jobs out of thin air for people to sit in an office and shuffle the paper back and forth and feel like they're living actualized lives, which they aren't.
Right. Yeah, it's pathetic because I think what's coming here is my folks went through the Great Depression, but I think what we're going to see is a great, great depression. The 2013.
Oh, I agree. We're already far beyond the depression of the 1930s. Depression in the 1930s had a jobless rate of the American population roughly about 25%. We're already above that.
Yeah, and the 2013. Food report shows that the actual food situation's in crisis, and here in America, with what corn they have and stuff, they're pumping I forget how many percentage of that into these biofuels and stuff.
30%.
You have people that are starving to death everywhere like that, and of course the weather, which is another thing that gets me going on this, you know, this HAARP thing. If they could control the weather with HAARP.
Wait a minute.
No, HAARP? Wait, Mike.
No, you listen to me. Listen, HAARP controlling the weather is part of the government propaganda to make the alternative independent media look silly. All HAARP is a medium wave phased array antenna. The goal of that was to try and see if they could bounce a radar signal off the ionosphere and image something meaningful over the horizon. And the government has put out all this stuff about HARP controlling weather so that the corporate media can point at the independent media and say, oh, those people believe there's a government weather-making machine. So we don't do HARP on this show. There are other shows that will gladly listen to that, but we absolutely... I'm former NASA. I'm a scientist. I know radio. I built my own radios when I was a kid. I know that's what it is just by looking at the antenna array. So thank you very much. We're going to let you go and switch over to Jack in Massachusetts. Jack in Massachusetts, are you there?
Yes.
Hello. Oh, there you are. Ah, my goodness, I thought you'd been arrested by the gun grabbers or something. No. What's on your mind?
Do you think a good investment would be in Ginzo steak knives right now?
Well, I don't know. After that stabbing down in the Texas there, they're going to start banning those knives. You know, use a Ginzo knife, go to jail, whatever. You know, I'm really amazed they didn't ban those, the Yoshi blade, that very inexpensive ceramic knife. That thing goes right past metal detectors.
Mm. I wanted to ask you a question. Since
sure.
less than 1% of people have gold, what if the currency does collapse? Where are the people going to go? All they have their money is in fiat currency.
Well,
do you think we'll go back to the gold
the Federal
standard?
Reserve, well, I know a lot of people say go back to the gold standard. I know many of the states want to go back to the gold standard. They want a currency denominated in gold, which can work. I mean, you don't have to say that gold has to represent a certain valuation. You could have a paper note that represents an almost invisible amount of gold as long as that gold is backing it up. The reason I don't think a gold standard is a good idea in the long run is because of its limited fixed supply. Obviously, we don't even have enough gold to be handling gold transactions right now. For a currency to be based on a commodity, that commodity must first of all be universally recognized as valuable and exist or be able to be created in abundant enough supply to prevent hoarding and monopolization. Now, right now, these same private central bankers who trashed our economy and plunged us into debt, they're busy taking advantage of the artificial low prices to grab as much gold as they can. And so if we drop the Federal Reserve fiat currency and we go to a gold standard, we will be re-enslaved back to the same people who created this mess. And that is why I'm saying we need another commodity on which to base a monetary system. Whether, money has been based on rice, on salt, on special colored seashells, could be based on units of rice. I still think a kilowatt hour makes a good universal basis for a monetary unit. And decentralizes the money creation, which is really what we need to think about. Because, again, if the banksters drop this fiat Federal Reserve note as a failed experiment and they have the majority of the gold, that hands the authority to create money right back to them and we start the same circus all over again.
And so the people that have 99% of the money in the fiat currency, are they just going to drown or what? Where will they go?
I imagine they're probably already, even as we speak, attempting to convert their wealth from U.S. dollar denomination into some other currency they think will survive the coming crash. And certainly they're buying gold and silver as fast as they can during these artificially lowered prices.
Very few.
Okay?
Yep, I understand. Thank you.
All right. You got it. We're going to switch over to Tom in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha to you, sir. So does this mean I can take off my tinfoil hat now since HARP doesn't really do what they say it does?
Well, that all depends. Do you still have all your hair?
Oh, I got more hair than I know what to do with.
All right, then you can take the tinfoil hat off.
Okay.
All right.
A few things.
Yes.
I don't really think there's a shortage in silver. The reason the mints are having problems is that their blanks are in short supply because they're really not equipped to produce the silver medallions, blanks, or whatever that they coin the dollars and what with the coins with. So I think that's what's causing a big backlog.
Well, that's not what I heard. That's not what I heard. I've heard those blank making machines are just sitting there idle.
Is that right?
Yeah. They can't get the raw silver to make the blanks.
Yeah, you know what? There's so much conflicting news out there, reports. You don't know what to believe. I've been buying silver since, I don't know, 1981. I've been buying it over the years. And recently I've been buying a lot of junk silver, you know, the quarters, dime pass, mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. And I've been trying to find more, and they're just not out there. And, you know, I've tried to talk to some of my friends. I said, look, you got an IRA. You're going to lose it. Take it out. Put it into a gold or silver IRA or something. Mm-hmm. And you know what? They just look at you cross-eyed, you know? And these are people that would trust you for just about anything else. And when you tell them that their future savings is in jeopardy, they just kind of gloss over. You know, they glaze, their eyes go glazy, and they don't know what you're talking about.
Well, there are a lot, you know, you need to understand, for people who still have some of their wealth intact, they believe in the system because so far the system continues to work for them. But the rot and the predatory behavior of the system as a whole began at the very bottom level with the struggling workers, but now it is moving upward. It's very firmly into the middle class, and next are going to be the upper middle class. That's what Cyprus portends. They're only going after the savings accounts that are over the maximum insurance limit, because if they take savings accounts that are fully insured, they have to turn around and put the money right back. And so now the upper middle class is going to realize what's going on when they start. I mean, Obama was talking yesterday about mandatory caps on the IRAs and 401ks. And if you have money you want to save for your retirement above that cap, you are going to have to buy treasury bonds. So sooner or later, you know, it is going to break through on the people. And I have lost count of the number of people that I was warning about a downturn in the economy back in the 1990s, you know, who just thought I was completely out of mind. And now I get emails from them all the time saying, boy, were you right? And we should have listened. And I reply back, yeah, you should have. And, you know, sooner or later, reality is going to catch up with all these people. The advantage of the junk silver is that it is universally recognized and assumed to have a fixed value, and as a means of barter and commerce while we're trying to set up the new America, I think it's going to come very in handy. You're not going to have to worry about carrying around large blocks of silver and gold and you know, cutting off weighed chunks with a wire cutter. People are just going to say, you know, how much is this gallon of gas? Oh, give me 25 cents in silver. Okay, there you are. There's a George Washington for you. And that's how commerce is going to work. Nobody's going to be bothering about trying to figure out how much silver is in those coins. They know it's a fixed amount. They're just going to start using the face value of those coins. And they'll know that it still has worth. The silver coins issued by ancient Rome still have inherent worth today. And that's exactly what's going to happen with those pre-65 quarters and dimes.
Hey, I've tried to tell people that I know that. You know, they're saying, like, we can't go on can't use gold and stuff. We'll have to carry this huge bag. I said, no, you won't, because you only need a dime for a loaf of bread or a gallon of milk and maybe 20 cents or, like you said, a quarter for a gallon of gas. They just can't comprehend it. I like your idea about the coming up with that, you know, the electricity thing.
Yes.
But I almost feel that no matter what we try to do to stabilize everything and to keep it honest, these criminals that are in charge of things will find a way. Because look what Obama's done to the coal industry. They've shut down all the coal plants. Now they've caused electricity rates to go up, and as he said, they're just naturally going to skyrocket. So how would that work in? I think you've got a good idea. We've got to find something to base our value on, but I just don't know if there's anything that these people can't manipulate.
Well, that is a sad reality. I mean, the men who created the United States of America following kicking out the last government, they tried to make a government that was self-correcting, where no one person had too much power, because they understood politics is going to attract the kind of people who should never be allowed in politics. And there really is no way to change that. The founding fathers understood there were going to be immediate corrupting influences. They understood that the banking families of Europe were going to try and get a private bank into the United States as fast as they could, principally through their agent, Alexander Hamilton. And they tried to create a system where nobody was going to have enough power to seriously change the course of the nation. Of course, those corrupting influences do work, and they work slowly and over time, and that's why the United States is not the country that it used to be. And when we talk about the blueprint for the new America, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to try and set up a government that is self-limiting, self-correcting. The power is reserved to the people. But again, the corruptors are going to be at work trying to destroy it. And I'm reminded very much of what Ben Franklin said, that coming out of the Continental Congress when they had first put together the new nation. And somebody asked, what have you created? And he says, we've created a republic if you can keep it. So even back then, they understood that as soon as the ink was dry on the new United States of America, the money junkies were going to be coming back in and try and buy and bribe or coerce or blackmail their way back to control of the nation's wealth and its people. And that's just a reality. And we have to design against that in the new America. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Place them all, start over while we all still can.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phone. Sparky in Ohio. Aloha, Sparky. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. You're talking about your electro. What would happen if the price of electricity went down?
What do you mean the price of electricity? If electricity is the money, the price is an absolute fixed standard.
Somebody comes up with a way to make electricity that cuts the cost per kilowatt hour in half.
Well, just like somebody who finds up a more cost-effective way to mine gold didn't change the value of the money when we were on the gold standard.
But supply increases, so demand would go down.
Yeah, but if the supply is increasing in the size of the population, basically, again, if the electricity is the value of the money, then there's a more abundant money supply. And frankly, I see that as a plus for the electro, because it means instead of having one institution creating the money, people with solar panels or windmills on their property are creating their own wealth. There obviously has to be a clearinghouse for the tokenization of the electro. There's going to be an electro coin or an electro paper note, but it's denominated in those kilowatt hours. So people can literally be creating wealth on their own property. And as you correctly point out, this is going to stimulate more efficient means of generating electricity, transmitting electricity, storing electricity. We're going to see battery technology really take off. And I see these as all good things, and they're all empowering to the people. It can't be monopolized by a single giant private federal battery.
But if more electricity is provided by all these different services, then the value of the dollar, the electro, would go down.
Let me go back to the silver certificate. The fact that people were discovering new silver mines and mining more silver did not diminish the value of the silver dollar, because that volume of silver was the dollar. The increasing abundance of silver meant the money supply was enlarging, which is a good thing, because you need the money supply to enlarge as the population grows.
The greenback.
Okay, could you repeat that last part?
What backed the greenback, or the Reichmark? Or the money they printed on the Isle of Man. You told that story one time.
Yes, we did. And we talked about how Lincoln basically used the greenback to avoid having to borrow money from private bankers. And it wasn't a perfect system, but it certainly worked better than the banknotes issued by the private bankers.
The way, Michael, I look back on it, when Schwarzenegger was handing out IOUs, if
yes.
California had accepted those IOUs as tax payments, that would have been a new, fair fiat system right there.
Well,
I mean, the greenback, the Reichsmark, the Isle of Man dollar was a fiat currency, not backed by the services provided by the teacher who got the pink slip in California.
I think you're wandering off your original topic here, but I want to make a simple point here. When the government is issuing the currency, then the currency is a public utility intending to serve the public. When bankers issue the currency, it is a for-profit operation serving the bankers. That's the key core difference we need to keep in mind. Got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.